This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show, number 294 in the series.
This session shares my conversation with Kathleen Pennell, otherwise known as Mrs. Pennell. We had our conversation via conference bridge to adhere to the social distancing requirement of this pandemic period. We talk about Kathy's background in education, over 30 years of teaching at the early elementary levels, and her love of reading to children is still alive. During these difficult times, she wanted to do something to help the kids, knowing that some parents are challenged with both working at home as well as supporting the kids with remote learning. You believe Kathy when she says, and I quote, "It's something that I truly love." In the show notes, you'll get the link for Kathy's Facebook page so you can follow her and then pull up a comfy spot for reading. She does it normally on Wednesdays, and Fridays at noon. I also include the link to her YouTube channel, so you can follow that. The recording itself runs about 18 minutes. Let's listen to my conversation with Mrs. Pennell.
This is Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters and Franklin Public Radio, WFPR-FM, on the dial and on the internet. And today we're joined by Kathy Pennell. Kathy, good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Stephen. Nice to see you and hear you.
So I know we've got a connection through my wife. For those who don't know you, tell a little bit about your background, because you were a kindergarten teacher for a number of years, if I recall.
Yes. Well, I started my venture in education in New Jersey. That's where my husband and I lived. For a while, that's where he's from, and I graduated from the College of St. Elizabeth's there in elementary education, and so I taught preschool and kindergarten there for a while and first grade, and then we moved back to Massachusetts and stayed home with the kids for a while till they were in school, and then luckily I landed a job in kindergarten, first at the Kennedy School, where I taught about 10 years there when we were doing, you know, the half sessions and all of that.
Oh.
And then he had, you know, two different groups of kids of 20 to 25 kids. And then when full day kindergarten started, that's when I was transferred over to Jefferson when it was its first year. And so I, you know, so altogether about close to 30 years of teaching between preschool and first grade, and totally loved it. Totally loved the Franklin school system. I enjoyed it thoroughly. It was a tremendous journey, and now I'm retired. But retirement has been great because now I have two granddaughters, and they're little, and I got to do all my reading with them, and in giving them a lot of my books and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And so it's been quite a journey, and very enjoyed it. Yes.
Yeah.
So here I am now, getting my feet wet again.
Yes, I know when Dolores was finishing up her career as well, and she retired, and she did her book collection. Some books stayed in the classroom. Some books came home to go to her kids. Some books just stayed home to be always, you gotta have some books around. But you did a little bit more than that. Given this pandemic period, you've decided to share some of your love of reading.
Yeah, well, through suggestions through my friend Ann Bergen, and also my family and you as well, Stephen, encouraging me to go, you know, to attempt this. And of course, I was all like, oh my gosh, a chance to read to children, because even since I retired, I was wishing I could, you know, do a story hour at the library, do a story hour at a bookstore.
Right.
And, you know, life happens and things get in the way and you don't quite get to that opportunity to do it. And then when this happened, I said, okay, as long as I don't have to get involved in the technical part of it, because all I want to do is read. That's all I kept saying, is I just want to read to the kids and somebody else do all that other messy business, you know. And so eventually, yes, I finally got myself to a place that I am doing it on Facebook Live. And I crack up because the first time I did it, the first book that I did, The Three Bears, I, you know, went back to look at it and went, what? The book, the print is backwards? What kind of a teacher is this? So I talked to my friend who was going to posted on Face Up on YouTube, and he said, I can correct that, Kath. I can do it. And I'm like, oh, saving me from my profession. You know, I'm thinking like, that's so bad. But then I learned how to do that and flip it, you know, to horizontal and whatever you have to do to make the print correct.
Right.
So then, it can get sticky because after I was doing this for a while, all of a sudden one day I was ready to read a story and I was green and there was just a green screen. I went, I look like the Hulk. What's going on here? And then I thought, I pushed something wrong. There I go again. And then my son goes, Mom, it's happened. Everybody is green that goes on the live. So I went, oh, thank goodness for once it wasn't my fault. But the reason really, like, I mean, it was a selfish reason too, because I thought, here I am, you know, I'm alone and I'm, you know, and I, you know, I love to read myself. So, I mean, of course I'm reading, but now I said, wow, an opportunity to take out my children books again and, you know, read them to children. And I'm thinking in this horrific time right now, parents are so busy. They're working at home. They're trying to do things with their kids. They're online learning. All this stuff. And I just said, you know what? I want to do something that's really chill and something that I truly love. And I think that can bring some peace and comfort and laughter and, you know, to children to get them through these tough times. And so I've been careful to select a variety of genre, you know, that I think will make the kids laugh, will make them think, will make them get involved in, you know, seeing the sequence of how a story goes or predicting things.
Earlier this week you read one of my fun favorites, Chicka Chicka Boom Boom, and my daughters always loved having me read that because of the sounds that it had.
Oh yeah, because it's so rhythmic and everything, and you can get into the beat of it all, and it's really it's fun, and that's what you want. You want the kids to hear things that rhyme and have rhythm and have a musicality to it. You know, you read those type, and then you know, there's just so many great authors out there, and I don't even have, I've given so many of my books away between my grandchildren and friends who have had babies, and I give them away, and now I'm going, now I've got a depleted library. But the ones that I have, I've been very selective as to the ones that I choose, and I'm very particular, especially reading online, that they have good illustrations, because yes. I'm assuming that some of my audience could be as young as three, you know, children love picture books. You know, they'll listen to you read till they're 7 or 8, especially if it's some of their favorites. But I want to, you know, instill in children the love of reading, you know, as well. And sometimes it's just hard for parents to just crash and get a book with the child. But, you know, there's nothing more calming, more nurturing, because you're reading close to your child. You're having a discussion with them. They're talking about the pictures. And what do you think is going to happen next? And, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it takes their mind off of things. And it also will take a parent's mind off of everything that's going on.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just, you know, hope that, you know, I can continue to do this, you know, for whatever is needed. I know once the summer comes and the things are starting to open up, you know, they might be less likely to tune in. Or whatever, but hopefully, you know, there will be an opportunity to keep it going for kids on a rainy day to tune me in, whatever, and enjoy a story.
Well, yeah, so and I think that's one of the pieces with the technology. Certainly, from the Facebook Live, they can go back and watch them again. They don't have once you've done it live, it's recorded, so they can replay it. And then now it looks like you've got some technology help to actually post some of those up to YouTube as well. So we can share that out for the folks to watch on YouTube as well.
Right. And the thing too, of course, I was just going to read stories, but then the teacher kind of comes out of me in the middle of this and saying, well, I can remember doing that book and we did this great activity after it, or I get inspired all over again. Like, oh, you know what we could do with this story? And that's when I started to add a few little activities. And of course, I don't have a lot of supplies in the house, and some of it is like, okay, let me see. What am I? And I'm rummaging through things to see what I can do.
Get the creative juices going. Yes.
You know? Yeah. And it's fun because it's good for my brain as well, you know, and it really you know, makes you happy. And that's what we need, to find ways to make us happy, you know.
happiness goes a long ways.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Yeah, because when I was, we had a routine with my daughters growing up, so we would always read before they'd go to bed, and we'd get to certain books, and they would, I've probably memorized the books, although it's been many, 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 many years, but I had memorized some books, sure. So, you know, you would just turn the page, and, you know, you could do it by rote, and then I started getting adventurous and trying to change the words, and they knew, Daddy, that's not what it was. Right, but kids are sharp.
And you know they're really tuned in, and they you know they take pride in those words in that book. They ownership, you know, of that, and it's so fun. I mean, my son has two little girls, and they've always made that a bedtime thing. Like they go up in the room and they relax and they read a book, even till this day. Now they're, you know, 9 and almost 11, they still like to be read to. And they'll, you know, they went from the picture books to the chapter books, yes. You know, like, and major chapter books and whatnot. And mm-hmm. and now, of course, they've developed their own love of reading.
Sure.
And so it's great. That's what we want. That's ultimately what we want, is that through our, you know, adventure and experience of reading to our children, that they're going to come to desire and want books of their own and want to read, you know?
Yep. Prepare the readers, and they will go. They'll be hungry. I know we did The Hobbit, and then eventually worked our way through the entire Lord of the Ring. So they were probably more, you know, the 8, 10, 11, 12 by that time. But yes. Yeah, we went all the way through that.
Right. My grandkids like those too. Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
So on Facebook, if I recall your schedule, you're kind of Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
Right, at noon. And I picked noon because I know a lot of kids are doing that online learning.
Yeah, remote learning.
In the morning and things like that. But then I realized, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter when I do it because they can tune in at any time they want. So, but that's kind of a good time for me to get myself mm-hmm. organized and get some coffee. Yes. I mean, I'm ready to roll. You know?
Yep. And then summertime, you may change that schedule. You'll listen to what the readers tell you or listen to watchers tell you.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I may cut it down a little bit as depending on how things open up to some extent. I don't know, like, if I'm ever going to see my grandkids. Yeah.
Someday, you know, we will.
Yeah, right. Hopefully, you know, but they're not very close by, but they're in Massachusetts. But so I mean, you know, do things, and I would love, you know, I have little kids that live around me too, and I'd love to have it get to a point that you could, I don't know, maybe distance read or something, you know, sure. Like with a small group of children,
right?
That type of thing. I mean, you know, there's nothing better than seeing their faces and reactions to what you're reading. That's yeah. Gold, you know, yes. when you see that, to see how they react, you know. But yeah, I'm just going to play it by ear and see what happens. Like the end of the school year is what, like June 17th or somewhere in there, I guess. Whatever.
Yeah, I think officially Franklin is June 18.
Okay. Yeah. So I will follow through definitely through the end of June. And see how that goes, and
you'll at least have built up a little bit of a library. And knowing kids, they could go back to your first books, and it's like it's a new book all over again. Did we do this? Oh, I don't remember this.
and it is fun because the books that I choose are definitely ones that I did read in my own classroom, and a lot of the books that we used to read were just randomly for fun, but others kind of went along with a theme that we were doing in the classroom, you know, but you know, there's a lot of new ones out there, new favorites and stuff. I love Mo Willems. The kids yes. love Mo Willems.
Yes.
Because I have like that one right here. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, this is, we are in a book, and I did read this one, and I mean, of course the actress comes out of me because this book is perfect for that, where you know, she's looking at us right now. The reader's looking at us right now. You know what I mean? Like, it's
really, you got to do some character voices. You just can't be a monotone.
Oh, no. And I try to do that. I try to stay in character. I do my best to try to do that. Yeah. Because, the kids love that, because I can remember my son saying, in his early years in school, he goes, "Mom, I just love how my teacher reads with it, which makes all the different little voices, and it's so important." You know, they love that. You know, and then they start doing it.
Sure. Yeah, exploring the voices, exploring the words, you know, just the various words. Yeah. Is obviously how the mouth and the sounds and the tongue all play together to create something. It's fun.
Right. And, you know, without them even knowing it, you're teaching them left to right progression, because you don't point to each word, but you kind of show them what page you're on, and then they're kind of like doing that, without making a big deal out of it, so they get the left to right progression. But mm-hmm. Look at the early age, like 3, 4, 5, you really want them to pay attention to details. You want them to pay attention to the illustrations. And sometimes I would always say, let's just do a book walk. Let's just look at the illustrations, and what do you think the story's about? What do you think is going to happen? Who are the characters? What's the background? And mm-hmm. then you start to read it, and they make the connections.
Sure.
That's at a young age, but that's why we have picture books. Definitely bring picture and text together.
Right.
And that's fun, because sometimes, you know, I remember the books, I think it was Goldbug was in it. I can't remember the Richard Scarry books.
Richard Scarry, yes.
Remember that? Oh, my gosh, my son, when he was little, like, you know, 2 and 3 years old, he'd go, Mommy, Goldbug! And he'd find them on every page, and it was like you're trying to read mm-hmm. the words, and he just wanted to find Goldbug, you know? It was so cute. Yeah, so, and, you know, you just have such fond memories. And I think even from your own childhood, you can remember somebody reading to you or whatever. I can remember the librarian coming to my elementary school and would start a book, and she'd bring a bunch of books, and she'd start to read, and then she goes, "Oh, and that's it." And we'd be like, "Oh, what? You're not going to tell us the end? What?
Don't leave me hanging. I want to find out."
I would, because I could walk to the library from school and then home, and I would be down there booking it, you know, literally booking it to get uh-huh. down there and get that book, you know, bring it home.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, we miss our libraries being open, but for sure.
Franklin Library, at least under this period, has restarted their curbside pickup. So you can reserve online and then go pick up the book at the curb. So that's a good service.
All right. Yeah,
they'll gradually going. Well, thank you for your time. Thank you for your explanation. I hope folks will follow you on Facebook to listen to the stories. And the recordings, they'll be able to go back to.
Yeah, that would be great. I'd appreciate it. Sure.
We'll include those links in the show notes and to your YouTube page. Now that you're being you'll be a YouTube star eventually.
I don't know about that. As long as I'm reaching children, that's the goal. You know, that's the goal.
That's what matters.
Thank you, Stephen. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can't do it alone. I can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like this, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements, and I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.